Good evening, everybody.
How's it, Rev? How's Eddie? Nice to see you back.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Appreciate that.
Okay, so we're in Perekai. We're dealing with the first of the seven categories where a person can be misboinen and see the chokhmah and the toivah of the Boreh. We're dealing with what he calls the easiest of them, and that is looking at Adam himself. Looking at us. So we went through different stages of conception, the fetus. We're on Kuf Samach Aleph now, and we're going to look further into the Adam and see what we can extract from that. Adam of Kuf Samach Aleph. He says, V'achar kach. Give me 1 second. Yeah. Afterwards, a person can start meditating, can start thinking about the purpose, the benefit that he has from the different limbs of his body. And how each one is created for the best purpose there is. The hands which are there to give and take. The legs that take you, that carry you through the world. Your eyes to see. Each one of these, by the way, is a whole study on its own. You could spend months looking at the human eye and not finish the wondrousness of that. The tongue is ladaber, but it's also there to help with digestion, with chewing the food. Hape la'oichel, and to speak. V'shinayim lilos. Hakeb la'akel, the stomach which digests. Hakeved lezakek esamozon, the liver which cleans out and purifies the food that's coming in. The waste matter, the whole waste process, how the waste matter gets excreted. It gets held there, so that it doesn't just go out dribbling out, it gets held in until it's to go out after the whole digestion's finished. V'halev l'mishkan ha'toim, ha'choim, sorry, ha'tivu makor ha'chaim, v'amoch l'mishkan ha'koiches, the whole mental faculties that we have, the koich ha'ruchni that comes from there, v'makom ha'gosha, that's the source of all our emotions, v'sheres ha'atzabim, v'chein sha'evri ha'guf, just this paragraph alone is a lifetime's work. We just can go through all the different parts of the body and look at how they work and what their function is and what their interactions are. They're beyond comprehension. What about all the things we don't know about in our body? There's much more that's hidden from us that we don't know than what we can see in the goof. To talk about the antibodies in the goof, the blood, everything. You can take a blood test and you can see what's going on in a person's body. There are 50 different things more, I don't know, that they can tell you what's going on in your body. There's beyond comprehension what the blood itself is. So each one of these things, if a person would take one of these things and study it and look at it and go into it, it's almost enough. The comment, just the hand. I think himself is going to speak about that somewhere here. That the human hand is the only hand in any creature that is multifunctional. Creatures have got hands, paws, whatever you want to call them, but are very specific to the job that they need to do. Lions have got claws because that's what they need to do. Giraffes don't have claws because they don't need to catch other animals. Lions need claws. It's hard to bring down a buffalo, you know, without claws. So they've got claws, but their hands can't do much else. you can kind of walk and scratch and catch. Human hand does things from the most fine work to the most coarse work, and everything else in between, it's the same hand. Panda bears have a thumb that's miyuchad for breaking open bamboo. That's all it does. It cracks open the bamboo. But the human hand is multifaceted. What a human hand, Ravasaman once said, he doesn't understand how a person can look at his hand and not faint. Look at your hand and faint. It was an unbelievable thing. So I'm just saying, just one of those things, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, okay. And so too, the person that's thinking, lirot et pu'ulos ha-teva ha-mevutzoit b'toich ha-guf. Person can also see the natural functions that are taking place within his guf. Keitzad mitchalek ha-mozen ha-magia l'guf. This is one of the most astounding subjects. Pinkus has a whole share on this, mind-boggling. The sugi of birurim. How the food gets divided up in your body. To the different parts of the body. The Chochma of Hashem that a person sees when you start looking at these things will arouse within him, if he's concentrating, if he's thinking about what he's doing and he's not distracted with a million other things, will arouse him to thank the Boira and to praise him for all these different things. Atzmoisa can mean bones, it can also mean my essence. We'll say, just the bones, just looking at how the bones function. We'll say, Hashem, who's like you? Keitzad ha'oichel megeh labet and derech tzino ha'oise bekav yashar, she'en bo akimut v'tizbochot. How the food comes into the stomach via this papia that you have, that's straight. Via veshet, that's the, what do you call it? The throat, the veshet. I don't know what you call it in. What do you call the windpipe? What we call the windpipe? V'achar kach ha-beten toichen es ha-ichel yoyse mima she-tochno is ha-shinayim. And then the stomach, the whole digestive system, the intestines, crush down the food and digest it more than the teeth were able to. Then it goes to the liver, derech gidim, through very, very thin sinews. Hamachabrim oisom, they join the stomach to the liver. Ve'oisim kemasnenet lemozon, it's like a filter for all this food. Kedesh lo yegir shum dov v'av mi'amozon el ha-kabed, so that nothing rough, nothing coarse should come to the liver and cause a damage. But COVID, this liver converts the food into blood. And then sends it out and disperses it to all the different areas of the body. How does the blood go to all the different parts of the body? Because there's special tubes, there's pipes ready made for that. Call them veins. There's special pipes that are made for water. That takes out the liquid waste matter. Via these pipes that are specially made for it through the kidneys. He doesn't even discuss the kidneys. The gallbladder. That's the green gold, the black gold. I'm not that much biologically in touch with Hebrew languages and all these things. Well, you've got the gallbladder, the black gold, the red gold, the green gold. I don't know these medical terms. If you know them, help me out. Otherwise, we're going to just stay astounded with what we know and what we don't know. We'll have to look up. His boinan achi b'chochma saboira nearest beherkav gufcho. All he's asking you to do, and he called you my brother, is to think about the chochma that you see just in the way your guf's put together. Sheboreis avre ha-kibul halalu kol echad al-makoyme. Each one is perfectly in its place. כדי לקבל את תויכם את הפסוילס לכל הספשט בגוף ותויגרים לו מחלה. And also the way that what needs to get wasted out and goes out before it can do any damage and cause any harm to the goof. It's in isolated pockets until it gets discharged out. It would stay in the goof, it would cause the goof terrible diseases. Okay, so just the brocha v'sheyotza, by the way, is a wonderful opportunity, a time. The Yetzirah knows this as well. He doesn't let you say sheyotza properly. But a sheyotza is a wonderful time to stop and think about these things. That's what it's there for, the celebration of the goof. But it's overwhelming, totally overwhelming. How the body knows how to take the calcium out of the food and send it to its part, and the vitamins here, and the enzymes, and the proteins, and the carbohydrates. It's like the whole chemical factory. Every time you put food in your mouth and you swallow it, there's a whole scientific laboratory here that's at work, knowing what to put where exactly, how to send it out and send it to the right places. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that one has to stop and think about. And there you see the chokhmah of the boira. It's not enough to just say it and go, wow, that's amazing. It has to bring one closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and closer to the Hischaivus, the Shibut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us such wondrous things. V'achar kach hisboinen b'tchunas kli ha-kibul v'adibu. Hakol, sorry, kli ha-kol v'adibu. Okay, so that's just the physical functioning of the goof, the biological function of the goof. We spoke last week about how the neshama and the ruchnis and how the goof's murkav from ruchnis and the person, sorry, is murkav mi ruchnis, gashmis. Now we spoke about just the basic physical stuff. You just think about it. There's infinite millions and billions of viruses, and your body has antibodies to be able to deal with all of them. Your teopachot, all of them. Half of them you don't even know about because the body's taking care of them. The body knows when a certain virus comes in, the body knows which cells to send out, the white cells, the red cells, the T cells, the B cells, the whole Chisuni system, the whole antibody system, just like, wow. Okay. And that's what we know. What we don't know still that's going around in the human body and whatever, things we don't know what it's there for even. The appendix we still haven't worked out what that's there for, and all these different things. What about all the things we don't even know about that's flying around in our bodies? And that's before you start thinking about your brain, what that's capable of. Just the thought processes we have, how does that happen? Where does that come from? How do we move? The movement, I think, is going to start still. How do you lift your hand? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how you lift your hand? Nobody in this room knows how they lift their hand, I promise you. No one. And you do it all the time, but you don't know how you do it. Yeah, there's the brain sends a message, and then it sends electrical impulses and neutrons and protons down to the hand and pulls the nerve endings or whatever, but you don't know how to do that. All you can do is want to lift your hand, that's all. And then afterwards, everything just runs automatically. Yeah, that whole process of electrons and electric pulses and nerve endings and whatever, that's how many things need to move in order to move your hand is beyond comprehension. Okay, then think about the vessels we have that enable us to have sound and to talk, speech. Okay, now we're getting into these technical terms again. The kone, what's a kone? I should prepare. I'm sorry, if I had time to prepare, I wouldn't have time to give the share. Whatever. Okay.
We'd rather give the shear.
No. I'm just saying you'll have to look up these words yourself. The cholil means the cholil is a flute. It's the kane, I think, is the throat, maybe whatever makes that sound. Kadei shishma kol va'aloshen v'sastayim v'ashinayim kadei lebate v'hem esa oisias v'amilim. The tongue and the lips and the teeth are what enable you to express words, letters, words. From these limbs, a person has another benefit. The kone, I think is the throat, the windpipe, whatever. What I called the vest earlier. Air goes via that pipe into your lungs as well. Your tongue has an enormous amount of little electronic sensors that taste food and know how to respond and send messages to the brain to tell you what you're tasting. You know, if it's bad, if it's sour, if it's sweet, if it's, that's all the tongue. Besides the fact that the tongue there is for speaking, lashon is from loshen, but it's also there to taste. It also helps to take the food down and put it down into the veshet. The teeth are used to obviously chew your food. And your lips are there to, when you're drinking, to stop the liquid from falling out of your mouth. So that the liquid should come into your mouth properly according to your desire. If you didn't have lips, it would be very hard to drink. And to speak Lashon Hara. It's doing both things. Amazing, no? I'll tell you something fascinating now. And all the other limbs, part of them, we know what their purpose is. And a lot of them, we don't know what their purpose is. It's a very interesting thing which is pointed out here, and that is that the mouth does, he's brought down two essential things, but I'll show you a third thing that the mouth does as well, and they're all connected. We use the mouth for speaking, we use the mouth for eating, and we also use the mouth for kissing. There's no coincidence that you use the same limb for three different things. I don't know if you've noticed, but since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, instead of bringing karbonos, we daven, which is a bit strange, because what does bringing karbonos have to do with davening? They're completely different endeavors, very different endeavors. What connection do they have? So if you think about it, all these three things, this is what Tetz brings down in one of his svarim, all these three things, speaking, eating, and kissing, all have one thing in common. And that is connection. Eating maintains the connection between the guf and the neshama. If you didn't eat, your neshama would leave your guf. That's called death. Speaking creates a bond, a connection between people. And so does kissing at the most intimate level. What's the Beis HaMikdash called in the Loshon of Chazal? It's called the place where heaven kisses earth. And that's where we bring the kabonos, which is kaviyochol, the meichel of Hashem, Hashem's food. What do those things do? What do the kabbonas do in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place where heaven kisses earth? They keep the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. It enables, once again, kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in this world. That's where Hashem connects to the world, is via that. Is via the kabbonas in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have that anymore. How do you maintain your connection with Hashem? Not through the eating, so to speak, but through the speaking. And on Hashana Rabbah, the Zohar says, we give Hashem a kiss. That's the beating of the rovers on the ground. The Zohar says, that's like giving Hashem a kiss. Okay, that's another subject for another time. Maybe closer to Sukkot, we'll discuss that. But anyway, that's just an insight about the mouth, that it does a lot of different things.
Rabbi, can you hear me?
Yep.
I understood that the Chofetz Chaim said that we have over the mouth two guards, the lips and the teeth, whereas over the eye, we have just the eyelid, for example, to practice, because it's such a dangerous, Lashon Hara is such a dangerous activity.
Fun. That's another interesting insight that you can use to see the Chochmah of the Bayre in your goof. Nachon? Nachon? Okay. V'acha kach. His boy and Achi keeps calling you his brother. It must be that he likes us, no? Okay. Ba'aba ha-koiches she'ishnom beguf ve'bev she'im poilim bo. There's these four koiches, we'll see what they are now, Be'zot Hashem, that are in your guf, and ubama she'im poilim bo, and what they function on and what they do. Ha-koich ha-moishech, there's a koich called moishech. Moishech is to draw, is to drag. That's what draws the food and takes it into the keba. The keba is the It's not quite the stomach yet. But before the stomach, like the whatever, like the intestines. Hakoyach hamachzik hu ha-ma'akev esoichel bekeba at she'teva poil bo es pulosoi. There's the koyach called machzik. That's a koyach that holds the thing in its place until the natural processes can do what they need to do in that place. Hakoyach hamachel, the power of digestion. That's what it extracts and takes out from the food, that which it needs to take out. Mafridu me'apsoilis she'ein bo toilis, separates out the psoilis that doesn't have a benefit. U'ma'avi oise el haguf, and then it sends it to all the parts of the guf. And the fourth koich is a koich ha'doiche. Doiche means to push. It's what pushes out that waste matter that you don't need anymore after the goof's taken all the positive benefit, the positive stuff that benefits the goof, and taken it and sent it to its places. So those are the four koiches, the four powers, the four ideas, if you want to call them, those are what he calls them, that are taking place. There's that which draws the food down into the digestive system. There's the power that holds it there so that nature, whatever, that the natural process can do what they need to do in order to do what they have to do. Then there's the digestive process, which is what separates out the different components and sends it to the different parts of the body. And then there's doichek, which pushes out from the guf what you don't need. Re'e ketzad, have a look and see how these koiches are put into the goof to serve the goof with all different actions that are for the goof's good. The goof is like a courtyard of the king that has servants and pekidim, or what are pekidim? The pekidim are the servants and servants, whatever. Avadim are doing more labor, more basic labor. Pekidim are doing much more higher work. Secretaries, all different types of people that are around the king working. Hamamunim al beisoy, these are the people that are appointed and running the king's household. Pekid echad mamunu lekabel esma shemuvu letzache avadim ulagisho el gizbar hamelech. The one pekid's job is to accept whatever comes into the house that's needed for the needs of the avodim, and to give it to the minister of finance that he can take care of that. But sheni tafkidu lekabel esma shehev yarishon. The second guy's job is to accept what the first guy brings in. He's the guy in charge of the money. Ulachsen oto babayis ad sheyeh muchan umetaken. He keeps it stored until it's usable. Vashlishi memuna laachin es hasheuchson. The other one is there to prepare whatever's been stored away. His job is to make sure that it's kept and looked after and it's all fine. La'abed oto ulachshiroi. If it's stuff that needs to be processed and worked and something needs to be done to it. And to make sure that the avodim get their portion when they need it. The other guy's job is to clean the house and make sure that all the garbage is taken out and everything's taken care of. So that's the marshal that he has of a king's house, of a person's house, that you have these different workers and different employees that do their different jobs. So that's the same as in the goof. The goof has these different people working there, making sure that everything gets done properly and taken care of. Our problem is, like we mentioned right in the beginning, that these things aren't just natural. These things happen automatically and we take them for granted. And we've been taking them for granted.
I always thought it was gravity that pushed the food down. But when you think about it, it makes no sense.
That's called a koyach hamoshech. Without that, the food wouldn't go down. It would go up.
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that. Can I ask you a favor? Can you just summarize the four points of the way he described it, like in the king's palace, the four levels,
okay,
four different types
okay,
of
we'll
people?
Do that. Yeah, okay, we'll do that again. Okay. I just want to see one thing here.
Sure.
So he says, yeah, in the Ma'apel and Nefesh, he says that that you have a king and he has these servants, right? These different servants. workers, administrators, Pekidim is not administrators, that's a better word than secretaries. So the king, he says, yeah, is the seichel, is the brain, and that rules over the body. And the avodim, those are the limbs that are bound by the instructions of the seichel. And these administrators are the four different parts of the keba, of the digestive system that we mentioned above. So let's look at them again. Comes the marshal. The goof is like the courtyard of the king. The chotzer doesn't necessarily mean the courtyard. It means the abode of the king. There are these servants and administrators, different levels of expertise. Hamamunim al beiso, that are appointed to run his house. The first guy is the guy that receives the deliveries. The deliveries coming to the palace from the suppliers or whatever, and they things that have to eventually be given to the avodim. The avodim have to be taken care of. They have to be fed. They have to be clothed. They have to be all sorts of stuff. So the materials come into the king's house. And this guy is the first guy, he receives them. He has to make sure that it comes in, and then he gives it to the gizbar. The gizbar, like the store man. In the Beis HaMikdash, he was a gizbar. He was a guy that stored everything and kept everything. So he gives it over to the storekeeper. Vasheni, this gizbar, his tafkid, is the kabel ma shehevi arishon. His job is to accept what was brought in into the storehouse. His job is to keep all these things until they are sorted out and they're ready to be used. Some of it might be raw materials, they're bringing flour, someone's going to make it into bread. He's the storekeeper, yeah? Like in any business, you have the delivery, that the guy checks that the delivery is fine, then he puts it in the storehouse, and you have a storekeeper whose job is to keep it. The third guy's job is to make sure that everything's coming in is made into what's needed. You got to make bread for the servants. You got to make the cook, let's say, for example, or the guy that's making the clothes from the material that came in, whatever the workers need in order to do their function. So his job is to prepare that and to make sure that it's ready. So he takes the raw materials and he prepares it for the avodim. And his job is to then distribute it to the avodim. The fourth guy's job, he's the sponger guy. His job is to make sure that when everyone's finished doing what they're doing, things are cleaned up and tidied up and all the garbage is thrown out and taken care of. So if you remember that, you'll remember how your goof is working. The first is the moishech. That's what makabels the food and brings it down into the digestive system. Then you have the koch hamachzik, that part of the body that holds the food there, keeps it still, otherwise it'll just flow straight out. When a person has a stomach bug or whatever, that's what happens, no? What you eat just flows straight through. That's not good. The body doesn't get a chance to extract what it needs to extract. So that's the storehouse. Then there's the koyach ha-makel. That's the koyach, that's the third guy, the guy that prepares what's come and in order to distribute it to the different workers on the job. And the fourth guy is the guy that gets rid of the waste matter. That's the doichek. That's a very nice marshal. Now, you have to understand, this is a Rishon. We have to understand why this Rishon brought a marshal for something that's fairly self-explanatory. What's so difficult about the Nimshal that you needed a marshal? Not so difficult to understand what we're talking about, yeah? Why did he seem necessary to bring a marshal here? That I don't know. I'll leave you to contemplate that over the week. This is the Chovesel of Ovis.
Why do Rishonim ever bring Mashalim?
We bring Mashalim to explain a Nimshal that you can't understand, so we bring a Mashal to make it clearer. But
is it that you can't understand, or is it just that to make it clear? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So sometimes it's to make it clear because it's really not clear, so you bring a Mashal. I'm talking about a Rishon. I'm not talking about why I use a Mashal. I'm talking about a Rishon. He's explained things very, very nasty. What does he have to come with the marshal of the king for? I don't know. Interesting question.
I'm glad you made that point, because it's just basic anatomy and physiology. I didn't even think about
it. In those days, the people he was writing to. I think you just answered the question. For us today, who've been through school and learned biology and whatever, it's just basic. Basic stuff that you picked up in school, because that's what they teach you. It could be in those days, the Chovas HaLevavos was writing to the Hamoin Am in those days, who maybe didn't have access to all this biological knowledge that we have, and therefore he felt it necessary to explain it via a marshal. Could very well be. He wasn't just writing for the Rosh. We said that the Rosh learned Chovas HaLevavos. So I suppose the Rosh didn't need the marshal. But the Chovas HaLevavos was also writing for the Hamoin Am. The Sefer wasn't just written for spiritual giants. It was written for everybody. There could be that satiric. I don't know. Anyway, interesting observation. Next week, we'll carry on and start looking at the Koichas HaNefesh that we have in the Guf, and we'll expand on it. If you want to really grow from this, take one thing we said tonight, the eye, the nose, the ears, whatever, and just spend 5 minutes a day thinking about it. Take out a book, whatever, read about it, learn about it. Even just observe it. Just become aware of your eyes, your ears, your nose. Just become aware of your tongue. Just a little, I'm telling you, 2 minutes of awareness a day, you're a different person already. You've attained untold greatness if you do that. You can see I don't do it because I haven't attained untold greatness, but it's easy to talk about it than actually go and do it. So anyway, no, this is for everybody. I'm talking to myself as well. I'm not, this is a vibe. We're trying to grow from it. Just 2 minutes a day, just become aware of one aspect of your goof. You'll become a bigger person. All right, boy. So have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Back next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Take care. Bye.